Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. When you talk about the future of the Detroit Tigers, you talk about the pitching. Stocked with pitching in the minor league system. And one of those guys is Alex Faedo, the first round draft pick of the Detroit Tigers back in 2017. And he is down in Lakeland, and he joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Alex, great talking to you. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. I'm always curious about pitchers, and we'll get into, you know, your past and the World Series and everything, College World Series. How does an offseason go for a pitcher? Because it seems like the most important thing for a pitcher is to rest, is particularly rest your arm. So is it just overall fitness, or are you still throwing occasionally and tinkering with things?
Yeah, I think the more off seasons you go through, you start to figure out what works best for you. I think you have to go in and, you know, have your nutritional plan, and then also go get in the weight room. But at the same time, you got to make sure you get your throwing ready, so you're good to go by the time you get to spring training. So I do a little bit of throwing. I take some time off. Yeah, the rest is huge, and then just try to get throwing again. So. When it is time to build up, start long toss and throw pens, I'm feeling like I'm game ready.
As Jamie mentioned, first round draft choice out of the University of Florida. You grew up in Tampa, went to Gainesville, spring training. Your first minor league team was in Lakeland. Was Erie just culture shock for you to leave the state of Florida?
No, but I mean, I didn't really think of it like that, but it is kind of weird now that you said that. I've been in Florida a long time. Erie was really cool. I think it was cool to get out of the state, and then I've been living at home. I got a place in Tampa, so when we're here in spring training or when we're in the Florida State League, I have my own place I can commute to. But when I was off in Erie, had to go find living, live with some guys on the team and stuff. So it was just a cool overall experience.
Michigan, the state of Michigan, kind of fell in love with the College World Series this last year when the Wolverines made it all the way to the championship against Vanderbilt. And we kind of followed it when you were there because you got drafted. I forget exactly the timeline, but it was during the NCAA tournament. And so All of a sudden it's like, whoa, the Tigers' first-round draft pick is pitching, goes to the World Series, wins the World Series, named the most outstanding player in the College World Series. It looks like a ton of fun. I mean, it just seems like one of those things where it's almost as pure sport as you can get. How much fun was that run for you as a player?
It was awesome. I can't even put into words how amazing it felt to finally go out there and win the championship. We went there my first 2 years as well to the World Series, and just fell a little bit short, but it was a great experience. And I think we just knew because of how close we were that, you know, we just kept getting hungrier and hungrier. And I think we had the right team my last year there. We had a whole bunch of guys that didn't listen to outside noise. We just went out there. We just played our brand of baseball. And just wanted to do something cool for the university and the fan base. And, just really grateful that I was a part of the first team that was able to accomplish that.
That stuns me. I mean, when you think of Florida and baseball, and I know the softball team's outstanding. Was it just a ton of near misses, or was there a curse on Florida baseball? I can't believe that's their first title.
Yeah, there could have been a curse. I don't know.
You lifted the curse, Alex. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I can't remember how – so when I got there, we went all three of my years and then the year after left. So we had our chances at four straight years. I mean, that's unheard of, really. I know TCU had a streak of like 4 or 5 years during the time period I was there. And then I know in like – I want to say 10, 11, 12, they went to the World Series too, and they had a really good chance against South Carolina. I think we ended up having bases loaded, no outs, and South Carolina got out of it, and that kind of just like jump-started them in to beating us in that 2 out of 3 series at the end. But I think it was just it's tough to win over there. You just got to get hot at the right time. Yeah. Not always does the most talented team win. It's just about making pitches and making the plays. You're playing in a big ballpark, So it's just a different game once you get out there.
How tough is it being an athlete at Florida when you're not a football player, where football is pretty much everything there?
Well, it's crazy because that was one of the reasons why I chose the University of Florida, is because I felt like they put such an emphasis on all the sports, not just football. There's a couple of schools I talked to that I felt like playing baseball might have been second tier, but when I went to Gainesville, it was like they care about all their sports. Like, they were really good. I know there's some award that we're up there every year with best all-around athletic school in the country. So I think that was one thing that I really appreciated, that they didn't just focus on football. But, I mean, I do love Gator football. But they also put all the emphasis on academics, and then you have the Greek life, stuff like that. So I just thought it was all-around just great college.
We're talking to Alex Fajedo of the Tigers down in Lakeland. Tigers' first official game coming on Saturday. It's interesting reading about your first couple years in the minors, because at age 23, your year last year was described as a bounce back year, which is, you're a pretty young guy to be having a bounce back year.
Yeah.
Obviously, 2018 didn't go kind of as well as you liked. Take us through that year. I mean, there was some talk that maybe you're just a little bit rusty because you didn't pitch after the College World Series, and that last year was you kind of rounding back into form. What were those 2 years like for you?
I don't know if I was rusty. I think I was a little different from the time off, but I also think the time off got me healthy and got me really thinking about strength and conditioning and nutrition. So I think that, you got to give a little to get a little. And I think it helped me grow to, and keep growing to where I'm at right now. But I feel like my first season, the first half of the season, I thought I pitched, pretty well. I kept the team gave them a chance to win a lot of games, in the Florida State League. And then once I got moved up, it was more about we started to work on development. It was that first half, I think it was more about me trying to just kind of showcase myself a little bit to the coaches and the front office, because they haven't yet seen me. They didn't get to see me throw that half year. And then once I got to Erie, it was like, okay, we see what you do well. We see what you struggle with. And then we started to put emphasis on how can we get better and make you into major league pitchers. So I think when I was going out there in the second half, there was a lot of development. We're trying to work on these things. And it was a little bit less of, going out there and just doing whatever you can to win. So that was just different for me. I don't think there's any excuse. I think you can, you always want to pitch and perform. But I did notice that, I think that second half, the things I learned, took me into having a good second off season, and then I think really helped me this past year.
So we assume that you guys are going to start in Toledo, you, Casey Mize, Matt Manning, Tarek Skubal. Do you guys have, side bets about who's going to get called up first?
I mean, they don't even tell us where we start, so I don't know. Usually, you got to win a job in spring training. I mean, if you go, no matter what you did last year, you still have to perform now to even – get to Toledo. So we don't know where we're starting. We haven't been making any side bets like that. I think if you ask any of us, we'd prefer to all get moved up at the same time, just because, we're just really good pals. And, those guys are really good dudes, really good teammates. And I think that would just be, special. We kind of all want to experience these things together, because we, we're just a really good group of guys.
Do you get any sense, Alex, of what Detroit is, I guess, pining for a little bit? I don't know if you get wind of it in the internet or social media or anything, but there is this strong optimism, and I kind of opened the interview with it, that in about 2 years or so, the starting rotation is going to be a monster. I don't know. Does that put any added pressure on you? Are you excited by that, or do you even know that about that?
I mean, just hearing that right there, I mean, that does excite me. That makes me, pumped up. That's what our goal is. Our goal is just, hopefully keep pitching well, developing right now, and listening to the coaches here in the organization. And hopefully, if that time comes, we'll, with any of us, that we're ready to help perform and help the Tigers get some wins. But I don't think we should look too far down in the future, because we got a lot of learning and a lot of growth we still have to do.
Out of taking you out of the equation, who do you think has the best stuff of the other three that we mentioned?
It's crazy because they all do things so differently, but so well. I mean, I can go on and on about not only the three other guys you just named, but we got a handful more guys in this organization that are really good too that don't even get talked about as much as those three. And I mean, it's hard to just say who has the best stuff because I mean they all pitch differently. They all have a different arsenal of pitches. I would say they all have the common goal of going out there and trying to win and play for their teammates. So I mean, I don't know if I can answer your question exactly.
Have you had that? I'm sure it have already happened maybe in spring training last year, but that welcome to the major leagues moment where you're in a spring training game and you're facing, whether it's Miguel Cabrera in batting practice or, I don't know, I'm trying to think of somebody, Mookie Betts or something. I mean, have you had that moment yet, or has that not happened to you yet? Or you just kind of take it in stride because you're where you belong?
Yeah, no, I haven't had that moment just because, well, I haven't got to face Miggy or, you know, I did 2 years ago get to face Victor Martinez, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Just growing up, you know, being just a baseball junkie. So, I mean, just knowing his name, that was really cool. But that was just in a live BP. And then in the game, I only threw one game 2 years ago, and that was just kind of getting my feet wet. But I didn't face any, you know, superheroes or anything. But, no, it's cool. Just honestly, just being in the clubhouse, I know baseball pretty well. I feel like I watch a lot of baseball and seen a lot of these guys walking around the clubhouse. Not even, I mean, especially Miggy, but, you know, some of the other guys. It is surreal sometimes, but it's pretty cool of how good of people they are and teammates and how they want to help us young guys. And that's really, I'm really grateful for them.
Who was your favorite team or player growing up?
I grew up in Tampa, so I was a Rays fan growing up, but no longer am I. I'm a Rays fan. I just root for the Tigers.
There it is.
You're one of the few Rays fans. Nobody goes to the games.
You and Dick Vitale, wow. Right?
Yeah, no, I used to go to, I think I went to like every opening day for like 10 years or something with my uncle. It was pretty cool. That was our little tradition we had.
Nice.
But then growing up, I didn't think I was going to pitch growing up. I didn't really pitch that much. And, once I got to high school, I went to high school with Jose Fernandez. So, you know, once I got to see him work and how good of a player he was in person and teammate that I got to, he became my idol, my favorite baseball player to watch.
Hey, Alex, it's great talking to you. If the estimates are correct, hopefully we'll see you up here in the fall or the late summer. But like you said, let's not look too far ahead. But good luck in the spring, yeah. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Great
Thank
talking
you.
To you. Alex Faedo of the Detroit Tigers joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.